Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, depending where you're listening to us and around the world. Welcome to this week's episode of the Conscious Consultant Hour. I am very, very pleased that you are all here with me today. I've got a wonderful show in store for you today, one I think you'll really enjoy, one that I think will support us all. I just want to say a big welcome to all the listeners on KMET out in California. I'm very happy to have our new relationship of talkradio.nyc with KMET out in California, and it's really a pleasure. Let me know that you're listening. Feel free to reach out to me. You can always reach me at sam@theconsciousconsultant.com. All right. So before I introduce my guests, of course, let's start off with a little section from my book, Everyday Awakening, which, of course, you can get at everydayawakeningbook.com. And today, it's a very apropos section for the topic we're going to be talking about today. And it's entitled, Because We Are Imperfect, Our Communication is Imperfect. Communication is inherently imperfect. The words we use and even how we say them are always open to interpretation. As human beings, we make mistakes all the time about what was meant or even what was said. Therefore, to expect things to go perfectly all the time is unrealistic. If we commit to staying present to a conversation, we can come to a mutual understanding. We can clarify and correct. We can see where the perception is different from our intention. And when we can add further communication to, and we can add further communication to improve the understanding. The one thing we cannot afford to do is decrease the amount of communication we are having. This may be uncomfortable at times. It may take extra effort to stay present at times. But we really must do it if we value clarity and mutual understanding. When we decide to withdraw and decrease or stop our communication, that's when real trouble begins. Should we choose to stop communicating, we can be blocked to understanding what is really going on. When we close up and stop interacting with another person, then nothing between us can move forward. It does not matter who we think is right or wrong. It does not matter who was justified or not. the conversation and the possibilities all end the moment we decide that it is no longer worth communicating. That's how most relationships end. Without communication, there can be no relationship. If we can do the difficult work of staying open, of being present to the conversation, regardless of how we feel about the other person, then something can move. Then there is at least some hope. Then we can change the outcome and work through whatever it was that was bothering us. We can't do any of that if we clam up and go away. The amazing thing is that when we stay present and continue to communicate, most disagreements can be worked out. Most of the time, we will find out that we misunderstood what was said or meant. Or they will. The important thing is not who was right or wrong. The important thing is that we stuck around to talk it through until either there was some resolution or there was a mutual agreement about an ending. Either way, everyone involved felt better knowing that they had done everything they could to work it out. Sometimes we have to walk away, but many times we just have to stay present and keep talking. Can you see where you stopped communicating too soon? Is there a conversation that you need to reopen? So, and again, this is kind of continuing the theme we started last week on communication, because I'm in the fifth section of my book. But this is something I wrote a long time ago. And it's so funny because I felt like when I was going through which blog post to put into my book and which ones to include, like this one was so important to include, especially in today's world. I have heard of so many friends and so many people who used to have wonderful relationships that all because of one miscommunication, one belief, maybe who they voted for in election, they were like, I can't talk to this person anymore. And I'm like, why not? You know, we don't all have to agree. And maybe if we just kept talking to each other a little bit more, maybe if we just, you know, understood why somebody made the choices they made, and we expressed how that made us feel, and we just, you know, really allowed ourselves to be present and vulnerable to the situation, that then we could find that common ground. I'm pretty sure almost all my listeners will agree with me. Like, the world is more divided today than I have ever seen it in my lifetime. And to me, that means we're not really communicating with each other. We're not sitting down and having a heart-to-heart talk with each other. Sometimes there's just no getting through to the other person. I admit it. But that doesn't mean we can't make an effort to understand them. There are many conflicts, I'm sure, that could be avoided if there was just more communication. Sometimes conflict is inevitable. Sometimes we can't avoid it. But I have a sneaking suspicion that a lot more of it could be avoided than is currently avoided because we do not make the effort to stay present with the conversation. And I know for myself, I have definitely had problems in the past due to myself not being willing to continue to communicate, of just feeling tired and fed up. And it's like, oh, they're never going to get it. They're never going to understand. Why am I wasting my time? But like, that's the time to be the most vulnerable. That's the time to be the most present. That's the time to really kick it into high gear and say, we have to have another conversation. Because it's when we're the most frustrated that a breakthrough is right around the corner. And maybe that's all it would take, is just one more conversation. To like, I don't know what you're going through, but maybe, just maybe, there's some aspect in life, there's some person that you can communicate with just a little bit more, to be just a little more present, to work through something just a little bit more. Just with a little bit more time, a little bit more patience, a little bit more vulnerability. It's not impossible. Indeed, I really and truly believe in my heart of hearts that there are very few situations, there are very few circumstances. There are some, absolutely. But there are very few that, if we just stay present to the conversation, if we just communicate a little bit more, that we could actually work it out, that whatever the problem is could be resolved, that we could actually find a way to truly resolve things and come to an understanding with the other person. And it doesn't matter the context. It doesn't matter if it's a personal relationship, it's a business relationship, if it's on your job, if it's an intimate relationship, your partner, your family. You know, so much pain has been caused by misunderstandings of somebody remembering things one way, or somebody doing something that gets interpreted in a completely erroneous manner, that if we just really checked in and it's like, hey, why did you do that? That really felt like you were doing that for not a good reason. And this is how it made me feel. I wonder how many times the other person would say, no, that's not what I meant at all. This was my intention behind it. And that's why I was doing this. You know, I just wonder. And I just, you know, think, just look in your own life and think about the relationships you have, and look at where there might be a little bit of tension there, and see if maybe that tension, maybe there's some conversation that needs to be had there. And maybe nothing gets fully resolved, but perhaps by just letting the other person know how you feel, it will soften things a little bit, so things can be a little bit better between you. So, your mission this week, should you choose to accept it, take a look at your relationships, take a look at your communication, and see, is there some conversation that you need to have this week that maybe you stopped having with someone? Maybe you need to pick up the phone or send them an email and say, hey, I'd really like to talk to you around our last conversation. I felt that there were some things unsaid. Let's maybe talk a little bit more. And check in with them. Have that conversation. And then let me know next week, how did it go? Did anything get resolved? Did it at least feel better on your end? All right. So that's my section from my book. The section is called Because We Are Imperfect, Our Communication Is Imperfect. And that's from my book, Everyday Awakening, You are more powerful than you know, and you can always find that at www.everydayawakeningbook.com. And it takes you straight to the Amazon listing. But if you're like me and you like to buy your books at independent booksellers, just ask them to order it. We're in major book distributors, so anybody can get it for you. So definitely check it out. All right. It's time for us to take a little break. So when we come back, I'm going to introduce our guest, a wonderful young man who I connected with a few months ago. I really think you're going to like him. So please stick around. So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. And we'll be right back in just a moment.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you on edge? Hey, we live in challenging, edgy times, so let's lean in. I'm Sandra Bargeman, the host of The Edge of Every Day, which airs each Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc. Tune in live with me and my friends and colleagues as we share stories and perspectives about pushing boundaries and exploring our rough edges. That's The Edge of Every Day on Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I see loyal listener Patty checking in on the live stream. Thank you, Patty. It's such a pleasure to have you on the live stream, and thank you for sharing. And if anybody does want to catch the videos, they're available on our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/C/ Talking Alternative, because Talking Alternative Broadcasting is the name of the company that owns talkradio.nyc. Anyway, it is my pleasure to now introduce to you founder and coach Thomas Ng. Thomas is the founder of Self-Love Apparel, the Self-Love Apparel brand, Affirm Your Transformation, and he's also a spiritual self-love coach. He spent many years on his own journey in spirituality, personal development, self-love, human dynamics, psychology, and relationships, where Thomas formed a solid foundation which he now helps others achieve the peace, stability, self-love, healing, and progress that so many are seeking. Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Thomas.
Thank you so much, Sam. Grateful to be here.
Yeah. And I know you mentioned kind of off air about the section of my book today, and it was actually very apropos for what we're going to talk about today. Not planned. I do not cherry pick these. I'm just going straight through my book in order. It just tends to work out perfectly for the guest. So, Thomas, so I'm just curious, like, what got you into this world of spirituality? Was there some incident? Was it just the way you were raised? Was there some like moment that really like flipped a switch in your mind and said, oh my God, I really should start looking at this stuff?
Great question. So it was back in 2013. I was living life and I felt like something was missing. And I really wanted to take the journey to deepen my spirituality. So I jumped around different churches and actually landed into a philosophy and organization called Centers for Spiritual Living. And that's when I felt it was really feeding my soul. And it, I've been with them ever since. So.
Ah, okay. Yep. Center for Spiritual Living. I know there are branches of them here in New York City as well. And what was it about that particular organization that when you got to it, like made you feel like, like there's something here for me?
Yeah, great question. It's in a sense when I walked in, I felt that it was the right place to be. I felt welcomed. I felt like the philosophy is speaking with my soul. It's connecting to it. And for those of you who are not aware, Centers for Spiritual Living it teaches the philosophy called the Science of Mind, and it is in line with like the law of attraction. Its manifestation is that we are all creators, and we are connected to the universe source energy. And through this connection, we acknowledge that God is everywhere. God is all there is. And I am one with God. So you are always connected with the source. You are co-creating with God. And that is so powerful. It's more powerful and resonant with me than any other religions that I have dabbled with.
Yeah. It's an interesting sort of distinction that one of the things why I consider myself spiritual and not religious, and it's not true 100% of the time, but very often in religions, you find that there's this sort of division between the creator, God, and the created. Whereas in this instance, it's not that there's any separation. It's God and us, we are all the creator and created. And to me, there's just something about that idea that we're not separate from anything. We are all a part of it. That just resonates with me as well. And that's why I like to kind of look at things from a more, I'll say spiritual, quote with air quotes, point of view rather than a religious point of view. That's just myself. I completely respect people who that does resonate for them. Everyone has to find their own truth. So once you sort of found this and you started studying with them, like, how did that affect your life? How did you start showing up differently once you started being exposed to these teachings and these concepts?
I feel like for a lack of a better word, it healed me. I was unconscious before. I was at the effect of the outside. I didn't always have great experiences because of the external, because of what I've experienced out in the world. But now with this teaching, I learned and I'm aware that I'm a co-creator. I have the power to change my state of being by changing how I look at things. So.
Right. Now you studied many other things, not just stuff from the center, right?
Yeah. So actually, I think what introduced me to this philosophy is the book called A New Earth by Eckhart Tolle.
Yeah.
It opened my eyes. It was like when I discovered it, it's like that's the best spiritual book that I've ever came across. And I started buying them and just giving them out to all my friends.
Yeah, Eckhart Tolle, he's definitely got something special about him. And so then you started studying all kinds of stuff and learning about, psychology and relationships and healing work. And when did you decide, like, this is going to be your life's path? Like what made you say, like, I got to dive in with both feet and like, this is what I want to make my life about now.
Yeah, great question. I think it started when the pandemic started, and it was a difficult time for all of us. We have lost loved ones. We have seen people dying, and there's nothing that we could really do to stop it. So it really made me and many others reevaluate our lives. Like, how do we choose to live moving forward? Do we just stay in the path that we're in, perhaps working a corporate job to earn money, to buy things, to survive? Or is there more? Is there a greater purpose? You know, it's a question that I asked myself. And then I ended up just leaving my corporate job last year, because I know that this is my calling and my passion, my gift to the world.
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned that. Loss has kind of been on my mind a bit lately, because the mailman who delivers the mail to my building just died of a heart attack. And he was a young guy. He was like 62 or something. And he was in great shape, and he died. And the doorman in my building was telling me that, like, he was just talking about retirement, that, like, the end of this year, or like he was less than a year away from retirement. And he had a heart attack while en route one day, not in my building, in another building. And it's like, you know, not because of the pandemic, not because of vaccines or anything, but just his heart gave out. And it's so interesting. Like, the more I talk to people, it's like everybody knows somebody that's, I like to say, transitioned in the last couple of years, whether it was because of the pandemic or not because, or whether it was directly because or indirectly because. A lot of people are leaving. And so when we start really fully beginning to take in the loss that's around us, then we do have to kind of come face to face with our own mortality, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, it's definitely a wake up call. And I pray that your mailman loved his job and delivering joy and mail and packages. And I would invite our viewers and listeners that if you're not doing something that you actually absolutely love, make time for it. You don't have to be like me and just leave your job and jump directly to your passion, right. But make time to nurture your soul and do your passion, because we don't know how much time we have left. Every day is a gift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, it might be, maybe you love music, but you don't have to be a professional musician, you know, just pick up an instrument, learn to play. I mean, he was a hard worker. The doorman told me that, like, he got up early in the morning and we'd deliver newspapers in the morning, and then he'd start his mail route. But he was such a nice guy. He was always very pleasant. You know, whenever I saw him, he always had a smile on his face, you know, just one of those guys that just made you feel like, you know, he just enjoyed his life. But yeah, it's sometimes things are so short, and we tend to take things for granted. I'm curious, and we just got a couple of minutes before we take a quick break. You left your corporate job. When you left, was it a scary decision to make, or was it by that time you were just like, had enough confidence to say, like, no, this is it. I'm done with this. I'm going to do something I really love in life.
Great question. A little bit of both. And what I did was that I had a plan. I had a dream in mind. I already wrote my resignation letter. So it was a decision that's already made, that's serving my soul. So when I actually got down to it, it was scary, but it was what I needed to do.
Nice. Very cool. Yeah, having a plan, like, there's no need to do things irrationally, I'll say, or in an ungrounded manner. We can make dramatic changes, but we can be intelligent about it, right? We can plan. We can, you know, save up some money before we make that leap, so we make sure we're not put ourselves in a bad situation. So yeah, I applaud you for that. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about why you decided to focus a lot on self-love now. and where this idea of an apparel brand kind of came out, Affirm Your Transformation, because that's an interesting sort of application of this stuff. And so I'm very curious, like how you came to that. But we'll talk about that when we come back, okay?
All right.
All right, wonderful. So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday on talkradio.nyc, every Wednesday on KMET in California. And we will be right back in just a moment.
Are you passionate about the conversation around racism? Hi, I'm Reverend Dr. TLC, host of the Dismantle Racism Show, which airs every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc. Join me and my amazing guests as we discuss ways to uncover, dismantle, and eradicate racism. That's Thursdays at 11 o'clock a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a small business trying to navigate the COVID-19 related employment laws? Hello, I'm Eric Sauver, employment law business law attorney and host of the new radio show, Employment Law Today. On my show, we'll have guests to discuss the common employment law challenges business owners are facing during these trying times. Tune in on Tuesday evenings from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Hey everybody, it's Tommy D, the Nonprofit Sector Connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. So, Thomas, you know, it hasn't been all that long ago. You left the corporate world to really focus on this journey of personal and spiritual development. But you have a particular focus right now, don't you? And that's on self-love. And I'm curious, what is it about that one particular thing that really strikes such a chord in you? Like, that's what you decide to focus on. Cause when you leap into this world, there are many different aspects of it. There are many different things that people can focus on. I'm curious what it is about self-love that really lights you up so much that that's what you decided to focus on.
Great question, Sam. I think with many of us, our subject matter expertise or what we choose to go into stems from a personal need. So it's the same for myself. I needed self-love for me. I needed to learn and build the foundation for self-love for me. And to be honest, I haven't always loved myself. It's like, I had a great upbringing. I love my parents, but oftentimes, for many of us, we're not taught how to love ourselves. Mm. And I see that in so many people. We seek love from the external, from other people to give us the love that we need, but we really need to generate it from within. So that's why I'm so passionate about it. And this knowledge, this foundation helped me so much. And now I want to help the world and share the love, share the knowledge, spread the joy.
And so when you work with people to help them to cultivate self-love, what sort of are the challenges around that? What sort of makes it difficult for us to love ourselves?
Great question. I think it's our conditioning. I think it is self-criticism. It's the way that our minds have have been wired from a very young age to adolescence to adult. And the more that we practice operating in a certain way, the more that we get stuck there and we recreate our experience of not fully loving ourselves. So it's really important to break that.
Yeah, it's kind of like as children, we look to our parents, right, for love, for attention, for food, you know, for everything. We're completely dependent on these two giant beings that are like gods to us when we're little kids. And if there's any detection of disappointment, of anger, of any kind of contractive emotion, I'll call it, right? We don't usually have the cognition to say, oh, daddy's upset. I wonder why. It's, oh, I must have done something wrong, right? We have this tendency to blame ourselves. And it's sort of like when we, whenever something goes wrong in our life, we're like, oh, you know, why did this happen to me? What did I do wrong? As opposed to looking at it as, well, I wonder how this serves me and what did I do right? And even though this may not be what I want, I wonder how this will actually work out for the best in the end. And so that sense of curiosity gets a little squashed, doesn't it, when we feel that there's something wrong with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, that's an interesting point because I think from a very young age, as a child, we are maybe subconsciously aware that we are creators, meaning we create our experiences. Okay, if I'm doing something that made daddy unhappy or upset, then I'm creating this experience. So I must be bad. And, you know, it's as we grow up, you know, this type of programming and conditioning continues. And then it's a bad practice because we're trying to always trying to please other people to make them happy so that we feel worthy, so that we get the love that we're missing from within.
Right. A couple questions, and I want to get into your apparel line. So what kinds of things, when you talk to somebody, what kind of indications do you find that show like there is some lack of self-love, that true self-love, not egoistic self-love? What kind of indications are there? And then what kinds of exercises or what kinds of things can you offer to people to help them to cultivate the self-love?
Yeah, absolutely. So signs that someone is lacking in self-love are feeling like they're not enough, feeling like they're not worthy, and being.
But how does that show up in their life? Like, what kinds of that's the cause, but what does the symptoms look like?
The symptoms look like low energy. It looks like maybe low grade depression. It looks like you're not confident. And you know, you're always looking for someone to make the decision for you, and you don't trust yourself.
And so then someone comes to you and you can see it in their body language and their tone of voice and you know, after having a conversation and the kinds of decisions they make or aren't making. So then, like, what would you offer to them? What would you say, like, what kind of exercises or what kinds of insights can you give someone to set them on the path of looking at self-love and cultivating more self-love?
Absolutely. So what I always suggest are affirmations. Affirmations are so powerful. Affirmations are basically statements that you craft you can write it out, you can speak it aloud of generally is the opposite of how you feel. If you feel bad, say that you feel great. The more that you say it, especially in the mirror, the more that you say it, the more that you start to believe it and you start to feel it in your body. And it's such a powerful practice.
I see. Can you give us an example of an affirmation? Would you be willing to share one of your affirmations that you read to yourself every morning?
Yeah. So for mine, I use different affirmations depending on how I feel. And this morning, the one that I used was, I feel great. I feel great. I feel joyful. I'm in gratitude and things are great. I am having a great day. I'm having a great day. I'm loving life.
Yeah, wonderful. Wonderful. It's kind of like stating it before it happens helps to bring it about, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Right.
Because we are creators.
Right. All right. And I guess that gets us into your apparel line, affirm your transformation. So what gave you the idea to sort of take this idea of affirmations and apply it to clothing of all things?
Yeah. So affirmations are great. I love it. And this idea really came about when one day I was in my bathroom. I was looking in my large bathroom mirror. I wasn't feeling particularly great. And I thought to myself, I wish there's something that I could have or wear that makes me feel better. And that's how I created affirmation shirts. And what's special about the affirmation shirt is that it's in reflection view. It's not outwards. It's for me to read to myself.
So they're backwards. So it's like when you look in the mirror, you see it in the mirror in the right way. But if someone's looking at you wearing the shirt, it looks in reverse.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Cool. I like that idea. Can you give us some samples of some of your shirts? Like, what do they say?
Yeah, so I'm actually wearing one right now. So let me show you. This one says, I am healing energy.
Gotcha. So
this is good for me because sometimes I need healing. And right. Healing is not always physical. It's also emotional. It's so mental, right? So this is a great affirmation that I love. But our bestseller is the one that says, I am worthy. So many of us feel like we're worthy. Yes.
Wow. I am worthy. I was going to ask you what your bestseller is. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. What's your second bestseller?
The second bestseller is I Am Amazing.
Okay. I like that one. I am amazing.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And so how long ago did you start this apparel line?
So I actually started last November. So,
what's been the initial reaction to it? I mean, did your friends think you're crazy? Did they think it was cool? I mean, did things start selling well right away, or has it been slow ramping up? You know, what's the experience been like?
Yeah, great question. I think so many people are not aware yet of the power of these shirts, the power to rewire our thinking, our feeling, and our lives. So right now it's a little slow to ramp up, but people are catching on. They're like, wow. Like, you know, once you order one shirt, you will feel amazed at how great it is. So
awesome. I definitely have to get one. And so if people are interested in it, where do they find the shirts? Can they order it online, or is it just in stores?
Yeah, absolutely. You can order online at affirmyourtransformation.com. And I invite you all to check it out. And I'm also taking custom orders as well. If there is a specific affirmation that would transform your life, man, that is powerful. And I invite you to create your custom affirmation shirt. That is even more powerful.
Cool. All right. All right. It's time for us to take a last little break for the show. When we come back, I'd like to hear a little bit of your journey of becoming an entrepreneur and now like kind of starting your own business and what that's been like and sort of what are the challenges you're facing and where do you see things going from here? Okay.
Absolutely.
Awesome. So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. My guest this hour has been Thomas Ng, founder of the apparel line, Affirm Your Transformation. And we will be right back in just a moment.
Hey, everybody. It's Tommy D, the nonprofit sector connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on talkradio.nyc.
In a post-COVID world, you may have many unanswered questions regarding your health. Are you looking to live a healthier lifestyle? Do you have a desire to learn more about mental health and enhance your quality of life? Or do you just want to participate in self-understanding and awareness? I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each Thursday, I will tackle these questions and work to enlighten you. Tune in every Thursday at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will be Frank About Health to advocate for all of us.
Calling all pet lovers.
Pet Avengers, assemble!
On the Professionals and Animal Lovers show, we believe the bond between animal lovers is incredibly strong. It mirrors that bond between pets and their owners. Through this program, we come together to learn, educate, and advocate.
Join us live every Wednesday at 2 p.m. at talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. So, Thomas, you've delved into the world of entrepreneurship by starting your own business. What was that like? Like, what was the biggest surprise for you in kind of starting your own business?
Right. I think the biggest surprise is how challenging it is. And you know, I think that when I see other entrepreneurs making it, it's like they're mostly showing their highlights. Oh, I'm making this money. I'm helping transform the world and all of that. But I think when we start out, we start from the ground up, and it's a good challenge. It's a good challenge because I am stepping into my passion. I am stepping into my goals and dreams of healing the world, and it's just my honor to do this life's work.
And if there's someone listening and they're thinking about, you know, jumping into entrepreneurship or starting something new, like what would you say to them? Like, how should they prepare themselves sort of mentally or energetically for that new venture?
Great question. I would say start, try things out, follow your passion, because the more that you do, the more that you find out if this is really something that you want to, you know, dedicate your life doing. So never stop trying. And of course, you don't have to just quit your job and just do this full time, but don't be afraid to try things out, and always have a vision, have a goal of what you want to achieve, because that is going to be your why. And your why is so important to propel you to take one step after another to move forward.
Yeah. Always kind of keeping in mind the whole reason why you got into whatever you're doing anyway, that sometimes when we get caught up in the day-to-day kind of decisions and work and challenges that we're dealing with, we sometimes lose sight of that, don't we?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and in terms of like coaching and your coaching practice, what's been your challenge with that?
I think currently, the challenge that I have would be, to ramp up. So currently I am doing one-on-one, spiritual self-love coaching, and mm-hmm. I love that. It's my passion. And I feel like, it might be a bottleneck because I only have so much time in a day and I want to help even more people. So in the very near future, I want to launch a cohort to be able to help heal more than just one person at a time. So
Right. Yeah, doing group work. I used to do one-on-one coaching myself as well. Occasionally I do it now, but rarely. I really much more prefer doing group work, so that when you work with multiple people at the same time, you actually can have a greater impact, right?
Absolutely. And it's also taking advantage of the synergy, because right. if one person has a challenge and you help solve that challenge or offer insight, more than one person gets to benefit. It's like a group healing thing going on.
Right. So if we look at the world today, I mean, there's a lot of symptoms of a lack of self-love in the world today, on not an individual level, but more on a almost a societal level. What do you think it'll take to help cultivate more self-love in society today? Right? Because there's so many things that work against it. You know, you look on social media, you see like everyone seems to be living these amazing lives because you don't see them really talking about the challenging times or the things that go wrong. And so when you see like just this vision or this image that people put out there of like, oh, look at this great trip I'm taking and look at this wonderful thing, but you don't hear about how depressed they feel, you tend to think like there must be something wrong with you. And then that creates feelings of lack of self-love because you think other people have it so great and you have it so hard.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That is the truth. And I would say self-love comes from within. Like, we all have to do our inner work, all of us. And to having that awareness that what is shown on social media is just the best, that is the highlight reels of somebody's life. And don't compare ourselves with them, because you won't see their most down times. You won't see when they are at their most depressed. So learn to love yourself and to know that what is shown is only the best, and to reach out to a friend, talk, share, be vulnerable and share how you really feel, because there are people who love you, who are there to support you. And if you don't open up, then you don't get the support and the healing that you really need.
Absolutely. Being vulnerable is so, so important, and really being present. I mean, going back to sort of where we started the show today about being present to the conversations you're having and being vulnerable to share, and just that being vulnerable and being present, just that in and of itself is like opening a big steam valve and releasing this pressure. And then once we do that, then we can do things like use affirmations to build ourselves back up. I'm curious, with your apparel line, how many different affirmations do you have? I know you said you can do custom ones, but of the standard ones you have, how many standard affirmations do you have for self-love?
Yeah, right now I feel like I have about 8. So I'll quickly list them. I've got, I am worthy. I am healing energy. I'm amazing. I am the one who deserve my love the most. Oh man, that's
a touch. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. I am love. I am extraordinary, and I honor my body temple.
Ah, Nice, nice. Yeah. Very cool. Very cool. I know you mentioned the idea of doing cohorts and doing group stuff. Is there anything else on the horizon? Are there any new, I know like the mind of an entrepreneur, we're always thinking of new ways and new things to offer. Is there anything else on the horizons for you?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of my greatest dreams that actually just started, it stemmed a few weeks ago, is I want to start a self-love school.
Oh. Because
self-love is so important. It is the foundation for our joy, for our mm-hmm. healthy living, for our happiness. And it's not taught in school. So how do we learn it? And I really want to share this as a gift to the world and to empower and train the next generation to grow up with a solid foundation of self-love.
Yeah, nice, nice. I love that idea. I love that idea. Very cool. Very cool. Well, let us know when you're going to launch that school, and maybe we'll have you come back on and talk about it and what's going on with that. So we all just got a couple of minutes left, Thomas. If people want to get in touch with you, learn more about you, how can they find you online? Where else can they seek you out?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm on all major social media platforms. It's at Affirm Your Transformation on Facebook, on Instagram, Twitter. It's at Affirm Transform. You can also email me directly at thomas@affirmyourtransformation.com. And also the website is the same thing, affirmyourtransformation.com.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, thank you, Thomas. I really appreciate you taking time out of your day to come on the show today. I hope the rest of your day goes as well.
Thank you so much, Sam. It is truly my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And of course, thank you, my loyal listeners, especially Patty. She's been really active on the YouTube live stream. Also stating how life is a gift when you get a little bit older. I'm not going to say how old she is. She put it on the live stream on the comments. So you got to go there if you want to know how old Patty is. But, as we get older, we do kind of get to that point eventually where you realize like there are more days behind us than there are in front of us. And so we really, that's when we start to learn to truly cherish life and truly cherish every moment. And the thing is, we don't really know. I mean, nobody knows what tomorrow's going to bring for us. So we don't know how many days are before us, even if we're young. So I strongly encourage everyone to really cherish your life, cherish every day. Just be in the moment, because that's all we really have, because nobody knows what tomorrow is going to bring. And the life we have today, even if we, sure, we're going to keep living, but it could be a totally different life in the future. So to just know that, I love the idea of the self-love transformations, that like I am the one who deserves my love the most. That's such a beautiful one. And to know like, you do deserve your own love. I think that's such a powerful message to really take with us this week. So thank you all for tuning in. Next week, I have an author scheduled to come on, Lucid. We're going to be talking about her book, and I have it here somewhere, but I don't recall the name of it off the top of my head. So you got to tune in. And if you haven't, you've got to subscribe to the newsletter. Go to talkradio.nyc and click on Join the Tribe and subscribe to our newsletter so you can get the notices that once a week, every Monday, we just kind of let you know, hey, here's what's coming up with the shows this week. And I hope you had a chance to catch Reverend Dr. Tara Lynn Curry Avery with the show right before. She had a wonderful spiritual teacher and healer on her show this week. So catch that. If you're listening on talkradio.nyc, coming up at 5:00 p.m. Eastern time today is Frank About Health. And for all those new listeners joining us on KMET, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you all for tuning in, and we will talk to you all next week.
NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you on edge? Hey, we live in challenging, edgy times, so let's lean in. I'm Sandra Bargeman, the host of The Edge of Every Day, which airs each Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc. Tune in live with me and my friends and colleagues as we share stories and perspectives about pushing boundaries and exploring our rough edges. That's The Edge of Every Day on Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Calling all pet lovers.
Pet Avengers, assemble!
On the Professionals and Animal Lovers show, we believe the bond between animal lovers is incredibly strong. It mirrors that bond between pets and their owners. Through this program, we come together to learn, educate, and advocate.
Join us live every Wednesday at 2 p.m. at talkradio.nyc.
In a post-COVID world, you may have many unanswered questions regarding your health. Are you looking to live a healthier lifestyle? Do you have a desire to learn more about mental health and enhance your quality of life? Or do you just want to participate in self-understanding and awareness? I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each Thursday, I will tackle these questions and work to enlighten you. Tune in every Thursday at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will be Frank About Health to advocate for all of us.
Passionate about the conversation around racism? Hi, I'm Reverend Dr. TLC, host of the Dismantle Racism Show, which airs every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc. Join me and my amazing guests as we discuss ways to uncover, dismantle, and eradicate racism. That's Thursdays at 11 o'clock a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Mike Rowe here with a few thoughts on my favorite sweatshirt, a classic zip-up hoodie that used to be navy blue but has since faded to what the fashionistas call a distressed indigo. It's 13 years old, soft as a flannel bathrobe, and after a few hundred dirty jobs, demonstrably and undeniably indestructible. This is the kind of sweatshirt girlfriends like to permanently borrow, but I've held on to this one because I got it from American Giant. American Giant makes all their stuff right here in the USA, so they can control every link in their own supply chain. That matters. Because when you buy American Giant, you not only get great quality, you create jobs for people in factory towns all over the country. No pressure, but if you give a damn about the business of making things in America, you got to support the companies who are doing it right. Go to American-Giant.com/Mike to get 20% off your first order. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.